For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Signature Select Classic Ham, shank half or whole, bone in while supplies last, just 89 cents per pound. Enjoy 1 pound strawberries or 6 ounce blueberries, raspberries or blackberries. Buy two, get two free of equal or lesser value when you buy four. And mix and match Nabisco snack crackers, Ritz crackers, Cheetos, Doritos, Tostitos or Sun Chips, selected varieties and sizes. Buy two, get two for free when you buy four. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
All of that's on the way, but right now we're talking draft, and Chris Draft played 12 years in the NFL, Stanford educated, Mike, and of course was a Falcon, played with Carolina, St. Louis, but man, Chris, it's always good to have you on and talk with you. We usually see Chris out at events, and he's usually, you know, he's usually out at these events right. that we go to with the Falcons, but man, I know you're as anxious as we are to find out which direction the Falcons are going to go in the first round. My question is, what direction do you think they should go?
Well, I think it's obvious, just like last year. Like last year, pretty much everybody that was in the Mercedes-Benz Stadium was like, we need pressure. We need more pressure on defense. We need the edge pressure that's similar to a John Abraham, that's similar to a Vic Beasley when he was rolling, that is a Patrick Kearney and Brady Smith. It's a Chuck Smith, right?
Right.
You know, we need that with now the compliment of getting that pressure up the middle that we lost with losing Brady.
The thing is, and you said it, man, we have not had that kind of – you played on those teams with Mike Vick and Patrick Kearney and Rod Coleman was here. We just had a lot of dudes that were just alphas on that D-line and the great linebacker core that you were a part of. And right now it just seems like, do you feel that we have the talent, Chris, in the building? We just haven't seen it because of all the injuries.
Well, I'll say the team is good enough to win. I mean, if we're watching, you know, like really watching last year's games, is that unfortunately the injury caught up with Kirk Cousins there, and he had a stretch where you had to stick with him, paid him so much money, got to stick with him. But in sticking with him, it really made it where it really was one or two games, and they're in the playoffs. So that tells you the Falcons are not that far off, but – that's how the NFL is. What is not that far off? It's a team that is talented but needs to be able to make the plays at the right time to be able to go to the next level.
Chris, what did you think of Ron and his coaching job last year? Listen, he's not a first-time head coach, but I do think the second time around, guys are usually better. And, you know, there were a couple of gaps last year where fans wondered, oh, is he making the right decision in clock management, et cetera. But what did you think overall? Do you have a sense on where he is? Because what we get is that the players love him. Like, the guys, they want to play for him, and they love him. And I think that's really all that matters, even though, you know, mistakes as a coach are going to be made.
Well, that absolutely is what matters, is that they love and they want to play for him, all right? That is critical to getting things done. I mean, because once you lose a locker room, I think, remember Mike Smith. Mike Smith, where people were thinking, is he going to get another year? And the Falcons played against the Panthers in the last game, and they just looked back. And everybody knew there's no way that he can come back because it looked like he lost the locker room. And so I'll say that energy, yes, is great. You want it. But the reality is they have to be better situationally, right? They got to be able to make plays when it matters. And then the other part is there are certain guys that have to – I'll call out a Kyle Pitts, right, that says, like, you are a bad matchup. You are a mismatch that makes it where when we get in the red zone, that should be money. You should be Jimmy Graham, Antonio Gates, all these basketball players that just eat in the red zone, right? So who are these players that really have to show up? There's been some great play here and there that, again, put the Falcons in positions to win. Last year, we're in great positions to win, but there are some players that have to make that next level, those next level plays, again, in the right situations too.
It is former Falcon linebacker Chris Draft with us, guys, here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. The last year you were with the team, Chris, you had a young D'Angelo Hall, and you had Allen Rossum, you had Aaron Beasley. We had good corners. I mean, we do certainly believe in A.J. Terrell, but across the other side, you know, Hughes, are we going to address corner in this draft? I mean, I know we got Jesse Bates. How do you feel about the secondary?
Well, I think the secondary played well. It played well, but you have to marry that with the fact that they're not just out there by themselves. Right. And so you get that we got pressure. And I think every Falcons team that's had success, you don't just have a great secondary. You have a defensive line that's getting after, along with the backers that are got a little something to them, to be a little a-holes. All right.
Yeah.
So, I would say, yes, it's important to have the depth. Absolutely. It's important to have a dog at nickel that has a little bit of a linebacker mindset. It's a little bit crazier. It's important to have ball hawks, which we do back there at safeties. But they can't just play DB without getting more pressure up front.
Chris Draft joining us, guys, here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, talking about our Falcons. Let's talk about Carolina here as well in the division, because I know you stay up on what's going on there. I said to Mike, Bryce Young looks like he took the turn at the end of the season, came up and lit us up. And lit us up at the end of the year. But what do they need to do as we talk a little bit about in this division and what teams may do? We know that the Saints have a quarterback situation. They're getting older on defense. But Carolina, I think they're going to go D-line to try to, team somebody with Derrick Brown and get back to having that dominant defensive line again.
Absolutely. Dan Morgan, who I played with, is their GM. And he knows what the Panthers – what do the Panthers really look like? They look like a strong defense running the ball and a quarterback that can make plays but really exudes leadership, right? And so I think the biggest thing for Bryce Young was getting benched last year and having to watch Andy Dalton prepare for a game, right? And I think because he was that lead dog and he's kind of going about it where he's trying too hard at certain things. And to watch Andy Dalton just run the offense, manage the team and lead. And I think it was such a great opportunity for him to just get, sit on the bench. A lot like what Michael Penix had with the Falcons, a chance to sit on the bench and learn rather than just get put in right away.
Chris Draft, we've been asking everybody the last couple of weeks, so we'll ask you, man, if you're following the draft, this pre-draft hype, are you buying this love or hate for Shedeur Sanders? I don't understand. Carl's got him pumped up as a top 10 guy, and now you read stuff today from Sports Illustrated, he may fall all the way out of the first. Where do you fall on it?
Well, I'm definitely buying the love or hate, but that's not just him, right? That's quarterbacks in general, where it's like because you have to ask yourself, does this guy fit into our system? Is this the guy that we want? And the reality is not everybody, like there might be somebody that has somebody up on top, but that doesn't mean everybody does. Right. So the big thing for Shedeur, get to the place that's the right place for him. Right. Man, that's what I want for our guys. It's, the best place for you so that you can go out, get coached at a high level. And the problem when you get drafted too early, sometimes they don't have the pieces around. So if there's a little bit of hate on Shedeur where he actually drops it down a little bit, that actually might be better for him.
Yeah. I mean, look, I've said if he's there, if for whatever reason he drops out of top 10 and nobody's picking him before the Steelers pick, I think he ends up there. I really do. I think that's a great place. Or maybe even, potentially the Rams draft a quarterback. I'm with you. Maybe those are better situations that he could be in than maybe earlier in the draft. Speaking of situations, talk to us about that. When you're a young player, you get drafted, you get there, you live this, you went through it. You're kind of trying to figure it out, right? I mean, this thing doesn't click overnight for a lot of guys.
It doesn't. I think probably one of the best examples of that is Peyton Manning. Peyton Manning had the rookie record for interceptions.
Right.
Right? So even though he grew up with Archie Manning, grew up within the NFL, learned and had been behind the scenes, it's still, by being picked early and going to one of the not-so-good teams, it still was a learning curve. And so I think that, you know, the key is recognizing you have a guy that's willing to learn, and you have people around them that really can communicate with them and actually coach it.
Chris Drafts is with us, guys, former Falcon linebacker, part of that team that played the Eagles NFC Championship, and a guy that knows the team, follows the team. 16, we joked around that Arthur Blank told Dimitroff, I need three starters, you nitwits, and we got them. They got some impact dudes. Chris, can we get, with our limited picks that we have this year, do you think we can plug in these guys and be very similar to 16 with a dynamic offense and a defense that's just good enough?
I think so. I think so. I think, again, if we're honest about it, again, I went to a lot of games, watched most of the games last year. And again, when you saw, it was when Kurt struggled
right.
that the team struggled. But once Michael came in and was just, you know, getting the ball to the players, we got playmakers. We got a bunch of playmakers on offense. So when you get the ball to them, hold on to the ball, and then let the defense rest, a lot of good things happen. So what I would say, I'm looking for more pressure from that defensive line. We got to be more explosive also from our return guys too. You guys said Allen Rossum when you talked about him as a corner, but where Allen was impactful was less as a corner, where he was definitely a great player out here, but really from kickoffs and from punt returns, anytime that ball was in his hands, he was dangerous.
Yeah, it's a great point. And the return game has to get better. I agree with that. Chris Drafts, man, we appreciate you stopping by. It's going to be a lot of fun this week to take it all in and see what the Falcons do. And hopefully we do get the guys that help us improve as we get back to the regular season in the fall. Chris, thanks so much, man. Enjoy the day. Enjoy the draft.
Appreciate you guys. Rob.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up?
Rise up, baby.
That's what's up.